This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. If you're listening between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Angie, we have been talking about vasectomies, and this article from the New York Times, I normally wouldn't drag a topic over the top of the hour, but this is kind of important, the next facts that are coming up. We haven't quite finished it, and I think it's worth going through here. So please, continue.
He continues and says, there's just a lot of misinformation. Ryan Krogan, a professor of sociology at the University of Tampa and a father of one, said
that... And that means misinformation for people who just sort of what people believe about vasectomy.
Yeah, what men think. And the father of one said that despite his desire to get a vasectomy, he too had last-minute doubts. Oh my gosh, I'm basically sterilizing myself, he recalled thinking. Even though it is estimated that about 500,000 men receive vasectomies in the United States each year, Dr. Krogan said it isn't something that men tend to talk about openly.
I say we give it to them, not just give it to them for free, financially incentivize it.
That would be great.
Right, let's just go ahead. I mean, do we have the right amount of children? Too many or too few? Right now, the U.S. population is not replacing itself at the right rate, but we have a lot of immigrants that want to come in and create replacements.
Now, what do you mean by not replacing themselves at the right rate?
I didn't mean right rate. They're not doing a replacement rate, right? So
okay.
Most families aren't having enough children to replace the parents.
Okay.
To stabilize the population.
Right. If families are 1.2 or 1.3 or 1.4 children, you know, you have to figure in the families that have zero, the families that have one, the families that have two, the families that have, like yours, that have three. You know, so we've got, right here in the room, we got three married people, got zero, one, and three. So we've got an average of 1.25, I think, if I've done that correctly.
Post-vasectomy, he reports his sex life has improved, especially now that his wife has no longer taking birth control. Her libido is up. There's no condom involved. It's much better. That's a win-win in every regard, he said.
It's true. The pill will drive down libido. It also makes the woman feel less attractive because it's true. She's less attractive. Right? Like, you know, extra weight, some open sores in the face. That's not great.
No.
Crankiness for no reason.
That, right? It's completely less attractive that way. Right? I don't care about the rest of the stuff, honestly. I'll live with it.
In some countries, including Britain, South Korea, Canada, Ireland, Spain, and Australia, the prevalence of vasectomy exceeds that of female sterilization, according to the United Nations. But worldwide, just like in the United States, female sterilization is far more common. And couples who use contraception choose methods designed to be used by the woman.
Yes, it seems. There's no doubt. Ladies have to take care of the birth control out there. And I think there's some practical reasons for it. But at the same time, it's a really easy thing to do. We did it 10 years ago in my household, and that problem's been solved. I haven't regretted it for an instant.
Do you think your wife ever has?
No. Too bad. She did regret it for an instant. I don't know what she's thought precisely, but I don't care. I don't need any surprises. At this point, I get to decide if I have kids, right?
There you go.
So either one of two ways. I can have my vasectomy reversed, or I can adopt a kid. And we can choose to adopt a kid. In one way, I really don't need her, right? I mean, like, it's all I have to do is find a willing partner if I choose to want to have another kid and I want to have the reversal done. But in her case, if we want to adopt, then, you know, we both sign on a piece of paper.
You actually have three choices. There's a whole Amish popper choice also, if you
don't. What's that?
Amish popper is, so these Amish, the Amish lineage goes way back, and a lot of them are so closely related that they're having, like, issues conceiving.
Okay.
Because they're, like, basically, like, cousins.
All right.
And they've never met each other before. But, so an Amish popper is generally they'll have someone who's English, that is not too tall, that is, you know, preferably white, and
well, there's English,
and they and they will basically get the wife pregnant. I actually have a friend who did this, like, he's done it a handful of times, and for each successful pregnancy, he got paid, and he got paid pretty darn good.
He's a gigolo.
Essentially, yes. He's like a black market gigolo.
Is this done with a turkey baster or the old-fashioned way?
Oh, no. This is done the old-fashioned way, and the husband and elders are in the room with you.
Oh, my
gosh.
And he was basically like, I couldn't perform the first time, so a friend of mine, you know, told me to take a half a
Viagra.
Viagra, yeah. A half a Viagra. And
I never even considered that.
And then you, you know, could, you know, you just couldn't get up with a couple of dudes watching them.
Sure, I mean, I've never done it that way.
And they're like, kind of like, come on, boy, we got to get back to work. We got stuff to do.
That's right. back to the article.
That was a good story.
Kayla Smith, 25, a mother in Huntington, Indiana, said she was encouraged to get her tubes tied by some of her health care providers after she became pregnant with twins a second time. She didn't like the side effects of the birth control pill or Depo-Provera injections, both of which she had tried in the past, so she opted for the tubal ligation.
Right. I mean, all these, the pill and Depo and all these things, they, you know, I've given a Depo shot, as a matter of fact, once. Yeah, they all cause hormonal changes in the women, and none of it's good.
After enduring a painful recovery, she learned that her fiancé could have gotten a vasectomy at a minimal cost and that she now has a higher risk of an ectopic pregnancy, something that wasn't clear to her beforehand. They gave me a form, and I guess I just kind of skimmed through it, you know, without digging too deep into what could happen, she said. If I knew then what I know now, I feel like I would have pushed him to get the vasectomy, not me. Unlike vasectomy, which is a quick outpatient procedure to cut and seal the tubes that carried sperm and block the transfer of sperm to the ejaculate, tubal ligation is far more invasive and often conducted under general anesthesia.
Right. I mean, this is the thing that I would be trying to protect my wife from. This is a real operation as opposed to a vasectomy, which is this outpatient procedure that, I mean, all they're doing is they're going through the skin. There's two little holes where they, you know, it's not like they're taking a knife and slicing through and opening things up. It's two little holes. They go in. They put in some forceps, that's tweezers. They pull out the little, you know, tube thing, give it a snip, give it a tie, shove them both back in.
You were awake?
I was awake-ish. I mean, I had taken some pill. I think it was a Vicodin, and I'm gone. You know, I can't take that stuff. I mean, yeah.
And they
could have done anything to me.
They do it 500,000 times a year. They're really good at this.
Yeah,
this is essentially
yeah.
like getting the oil changed in your car.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
easy.
It's easy.
It has a higher rate of complication for these tubal ligations.
Yep.
And complication, when you're talking about real surgery, is not good news.
I think that's really all.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that's important in that article.
Yeah. So the choices here are all the variety of ways that women can get you know, birth control done, and none of them are particularly positive,
no.
other than the main result that you're looking for, which is birth control. And so they work from that standpoint versus the vasectomy, which the downsides of that are some pain for a few days, which, I don't know, I can handle it, it's all right, and the inability to conceive in the future without having to go through a relatively expensive operation to reverse it.
Yep.
So, you know, that's what you gotta pick. Decide when you're done having kids, but, you know.
So men, man up. Get a vasectomy. Don't make the women do it.
Well, I guess they can't get vasectomies.
Well, no, but they can get their tubes tied, or they can get on birth control, or they can go purchase the condoms if they have to.
And some of them will just stop, you know, providing what it is that you're looking for.
That's it.
If it's not done. So
they'll say, I'm ovulating. I can't do that.
Can't
right
do it.
Now.
Yeah, it's too close to the time. Sorry. Good luck. So that's I'm an advocate. I had it done, and things went relatively well for me. Jay, on the other hand, not so much.
Yeah, we're actually working on having a baby and starting a family. You know, I just got married. So, yeah, I'm not in the market for a vasectomy, but if, you know, it comes to the point, I got a couple of kids and my wife's like, no more, I'll go do it.
Makes
no
it a lot easier.
Sure.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on vasectomies are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That is... If true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
So, My son, Jack, he's homeschooled, and we recently got this set of books that he wanted. It was called it's called The Tuttle Twins, and it's a children's book series. I think I sent some books, those same books, over to your son.
Yep.
And did he have a chance to start on any of them?
He hasn't even opened the bag.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, Jack loved them, and he, you know, he said what his quote is it taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship. And he'd heard the word. He couldn't spell it. So I had to help him with that part. But you can give all the young people in your life. It doesn't have to be your child, by the way, that you give these books to. It can be your nephews or your nieces or, you know, friends' kids, because they're not that expensive, especially when you get 40% off with coupon code FTL. You can each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting anywhere else, including the Golden Rule, entrepreneurship, law and justice. They're sort of modeled after classic book works, and they're great for homeschool. They're great for kids going to school. Kids 5 to 11 is what it's aimed at, and it's you know, the rising generation isn't getting a lot of this stuff in public school. So please go to TuttleTwins.com, use coupon code FTL, get 40% off. It's Tuttle Twins, Tuttle, not Turtle, TuttleTwins.com. Coupon code FTL. So I got an article here from Bloomberg. Edvard Peterson is the author. The title, so far, $1.5 billion yields a wall 1.7 miles long.
Well, you know,
the border.
They always say nobody does anything more efficiently than government, right?
God.
That's what the statists always tell me, health care, you know, building the roads, whatever.
So the wall I'm looking at here is one of these picket models. I'm going to presume that this is the wall of which they speak, because this is what's on the article. But it doesn't look like a $1.57 billion. I mean, this is almost $1 billion a mile.
This is the same thing that happens with high-speed rail. Same thing right here in Boston, the Big Dig, you know, where they got done with that like 10 years ago, and it was supposed to be like, $600 million that ended up being like $3 billion or something astronomical, and there's still like tremendous things wrong with the whole like.
Right, they're still working on it.
Oh, yeah, they'll never stop working on it. It's a perpetual, you know, union job creating, you know,
situation.
Consuming. Yeah, and it's just. Like, you know, and all these union guys are all big time about, oh, I forget the guy's name. Who was the Scott Brown? So it was John Kerry was the senator, and then it became Scott Brown. So all like my bunch of my buddies are these union workers in Western Mass. They work for like Northern Tree, Northern Construction. They got all these huge state and federal jobs, and they're all in the Big Dig stuff, and they all had all the Scott Brown stickers, and they're all about. And
this was the Republican.
Yeah, this was a Republican guy, yeah. And then he tried to be a senator in New Hampshire, I guess. He's a Lake Winnie house or something.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, it was
it's just a waste. Yeah, their hands are deep in the cookie jar. I don't think very few Americans would have agreed to a wall that costs $1 billion per mile. I can't imagine the wall would cost $1 million per mile.
Well, road cut with all the pork, like a government funded road is essentially about $1 million a mile. Like a major state highway or maybe even an interstate is about $1 million a mile in today, you know, right about now or last summer anyways.
Now, I can't see this one picture of the wall here does not do it justice as to what it is. I think it's the picket form that I've seen in the past, but I'm not 100% sure. This could just be a wall. But either way, I'd like to point out, ladies and gentlemen, that we have these locations called Home Depot, Lowe's, Builder's Square. And the United States isn't the only place with these places. But it is certainly a place. It's on one side of this wall. And it doesn't take too much to go to this wall and cut a hole in it. I mean, If let's say this was a metal wall, Jay. I'm looking here just to make sure that I'm just going to presume the very best, because the way this picture is taken, it's really kind of hard to see whether this
basically
wall
looks like it's metal I-beams pile-drived into the ground.
That's what I think it is. But let's go ahead and say that it's sheet metal between the I-beams.
Okay.
How long do you think it would take you to cut through? What would you use to cut a hole?
So if it was like 22 gauge sheet metal, which is like your average like siding sheet metal.
Yep.
And what I would use is basically I would have a, if I was very limited on supplies, I would basically, you know, you got these things that are like a giant can opener that you can make yourself that would, once you poke a hole through the wall, but I would just use tin snips. You would get a punch and a hammer.
Let's say
and
it's smack thicker than
hole
that.
Through it.
Let's say that it's a thicker gauge steel than
okay,
that.
Okay, so I go get a cordless cutoff grinder.
Yeah,
high-speed cutoff wheel.
An angle grinder?
Angle grinder with a cutoff wheel. Might burn two blades up making a hole.
How do you think long do they think that'll take?
20
minutes?
Nah, maybe even shorter than that.
Okay.
You know,
And I don't know what it's like to get dynamite in Mexico.
You wouldn't need dynamite.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, get, I mean, you can do it a lot faster. And, I mean, this is just a perpetual problem. Unless, ask any prison guard. It's not the fence that keeps the inmates in. It's the guy on the other side with the shotgun. You're going to have somebody every quarter mile or so.
Even if that wall was as thick as a ship's hull. You know, let's say 4 inches, like some of these destroyers have 4-inch thick steel hole. Well, you could totally backpack an oxygen acetylene setup. You could bring it in on pack mules.
Yep.
You could drop it off in a pickup truck, and you could torch through that baby, no problem. I mean, even if it's I-beam, you know, 3/4-inch thick I-beam, one right after another, you know, with an acetylene torch in an hour, you'd have a nice little hole through the wall.
That's why I wouldn't say that this wall's worth $1 million a mile, but $1 billion a mile is 1,000 times that. I mean, what's the right price, ladies and gentlemen, for this wall?
Are you hiring Uncle Vinny's construction company that's hooked up with all the local town politicians? Or are you trying to get your driveway paved or a wall built in your backyard by some private contractor?
I can't believe it's this. I just can't believe it costs this. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has put up 1.7 miles of fencing with a $1.75 billion that Congress appropriated last year for President Donald Trump's wall along the Mexican border, a federal judge was told. A lawyer for the Democrat-controlled U.S. House of Representatives provided the information Tuesday to the judge in Oakland, California, who is weighing requests from 20 state attorneys general and the Sierra Club to block Trump from using funds not authorized by Congress to build the wall. The administration recently provided updated information to Congress on the status of the efforts. As of April 30th, 2019, the Attorney General Douglas Letter said in a court filing based on that updated information, it appears is that CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, has now constructed 1.7 miles of fencing with its fiscal year 2018 funding.
Government pork.
I mean, I didn't want to believe this title when I read it. I can't believe this. I cannot believe that an organization is so incompetent that it takes $1 billion a mile to put up a wall.
That's the purpose, to waste all the money they can.
It's amazing. Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is honoring about a dozen first responders with the Medal of Valor.
To the families who join us, you carry a great burden so that our citizens can live in safety and in peace.
During a White House ceremony today, the president says that they have performed immortal acts of courage and notes that some of the recipients performed acts of heroism after being injured. The threat of severe weather continues in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Aaron Jajak is a storm chaser who joins Fox News.
But ultimately, tornadoes, usually they show themselves on the ground first. There's a swirling dust swirl that looks like some people mistake it for smoke if they're not a storm chaser and they don't know what they're looking for.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 101 points to close at 25,777. The NASDAQ lost 35 and the S&P was down 8. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about Trump's wall here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, this is one of those issues. One of the issues that kind of separates Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is on 200 radio stations across the country. It's Mark with you, by the way.
Jay.
And Angie.
And more than 200 radio stations. And we, most of those radio stations are conservative. Most conservatives support some kind of immigration control. And some kind of immigration control has become shorthand for a wall. And I just don't support this. It's just a boondoggle. And that's what I said from the beginning. Boondoggle is the word that I've used to describe this since Trump was running. And it's a boondoggle. We're reading an article here from Bloomberg where they're saying that during fiscal year 2018, they've got updated numbers. And based on that updated information, it appears as though the CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, has now constructed 1.7 miles of fencing with its fiscal year 2018 funding. And that cost $1.57 billion, which is putting us darn close to $1 billion per mile of fence. And I am stunned that, you know, they can manage to do this. But I got this story by going to freedomsphoenix.com. I do it every day. I get a newsletter from freedomsphoenix.com, actually sometimes twice a day. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. And if you want the newest, freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch, which is what I get, is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. If you don't know how to spell Phoenix, and I don't, just go use Google, you'll get there. FreedomsPhoenix.com. So going on with this article from Bloomberg, so it's 3/4 of a mile more than the administration reported at the end of February, they were told. U.S. District Judge Haywood Gillum had asked for the information at a May 17 hearing, a May 20 report by Customs and Border Protection on the status of the border wall specified that $1.5 billion in 2018 funding is being used to update or build 80 miles of the border wall. That includes 14 miles of new and updated wall panels near San Diego, which is expected to be finished near early next year, and 13 miles of new construction in the Rio Grande Valley. It's not clear when that part will be finished. The report doesn't state how much of the $1.5 billion has been spent to date and doesn't contradict letters' claim. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did hand out more than $800 million of the 2018 funding for new contracts, according to the report, and contracts have also been awarded for 41 miles of new wall to replace pedestrian fencing in San Diego and Calexico, California, and Yuma, Arizona, which should be completed late next year, according to the report. Another 12 miles of new wall in the Rio Grande Valley requires additional consulting with local officials. President Donald Trump also commented on the progress of the wall construction on Twitter Wednesday, saying, tremendous work is being done. Great. Tremendous work is being done. At this point, what we've got for our 1.5...
At a tremendous cost.
Yeah. $1.5 billion, $1.6 billion, basically, is 1.7 miles of wall. In all that, $6.1 billion in funding has been committed since 2017 for the wall. Both the Customs and Border Protection and Defense Department for, for 336 miles, according to the report. Well, those numbers at least make me feel a little bit better. I don't know if those are repairs. It seems like from these numbers that many of these are repair numbers versus new construction numbers. But I any of these walls can be breached in a very short period of time by people with the right tools. And say what you want about Mexicans. What people never say is that they're not resourceful. These are very resourceful people.
And the more desperate you are, the more resourceful you're going to be. And just like if these coyotes are getting paid $10,000 a head, they got a lot of resources to buy really nice equipment. In fact, you know, I don't know. A guy like me would probably be pretty valuable on that south side of the Mexican border. I could start myself a service where I go breach these fences and show off my rig, cut holes in them, and hey, you guys are all set. See you later.
What kind of rig would you use if you had to go through these fences?
I had to go through these fences, I would probably, you know, literally a half-ton pickup truck. Not even like an Isuzu Hombre or something or a Suzuki Sidekick. I wouldn't need much.
Right.
I mean, I could literally probably do it on horseback. Bring in to torch oxygen acetylene tanks. There's a tremendous amount of energy used correctly. You can cut through whatever you want, maybe a couple of hammers, you know, bang it down. It wouldn't be bad. I just Googled Israel fence costs.
Yep.
Israel's fence costs are $2 million a mile to build, they're saying. This is a WashingtonExaminer.com article.
The U.S. government isn't coming anywhere near that number.
No.
And they're claiming the U.S. government is doing it at $3.5 billion per mile back in 2017, according to this article.
Well, the things seem to really have gone haywire in 2018.
Well, you
want
to make a spectacle of it. And, you know, it's just... It's just all waste. The waste is insane. And
I think we really got it hoodwinked in 2018 on this, by the looks of it. I'm stunned at the numbers I see. I guess $3.5 million for a wall, depending on what kind of wall you make over the course of a mile. I could live with those kind of costs, especially if the government can pull it off. Then I'm kind of impressed, actually. But somehow in Israel they do it for less.
it's still taking advantage of the fact that there's zero accountability. I mean, even the Israeli government has no accountability. They're just gonna ask the poor people in the United States for financial aid, because that's what the United States does. They give Israel millions and millions of dollars a year. I don't know how much it is. And of course, I'm sure there's tax slaves in Israel too that are paying for all this, just like there is here. But it's just the unions in this country, especially the public sector unions, don't think anything more about just charging more and charging more and charging more and charging more.
Well, we need the laborers, whether they're in a union or not, are certainly needed. Let's put them on bridges, for God's sakes. If we're going to build things, if we're going to throw money at stuff, let's work on bridges and decaying roads and
real
infrastructure. Yeah, infrastructure in the United States versus putting up new construction on the border for no particularly good reason. Now, I'd like to go across my full argument here, and I think that this is really important. Many people will tell you all an immigrant wants to do is set foot on U.S. soil. And once they do, they're eligible for asylum. So all they have to do, they don't have to get away with cutting through the wall.
What do you mean they're eligible for asylum?
Right. So when somebody comes from Honduras,
yep,
and they're fleeing economic hardship in Honduras, mm-hmm, all they have to do is set foot on U.S. soil, and they've already been given little sheets on what to say. Right.
Right.
Some lawyer down in Mexico has given them some little sheet of things to say, and they don't even have to say it in English. They can say it in Spanish if they want to. I am seeking asylum, fleeing hardship in my homeland. I request asylum for the United States, blah, 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 right?
Okay.
Whatever they say. And then they take them into custody. And then they have to let them go at some point because we don't have nearly enough judges to see these people. If you wanted to dump money into something, dump them into judges in the whole immigration outfit.
So they let them go in the United States, they'll send them back.
Right, and now they're spreading them out across the United States, which probably makes more sense than anything.
I want all those guys to come here. We can put them to work. There's plenty of jobs to do.
Right, I think they should be able to come here and should be able to get work, but I don't think they should be eligible for any kind of government funding or anything like that.
Well, if you get rid of the welfare state and you get rid of the prohibition, you're going to get you're not going to be having the undesirables come into the border so they can just come here and, sell drugs and, collect welfare.
Right. They can't get welfare.
I work with a lot of illegal Mexicans, and I really think they're great people. All the guys I worked with are great.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's some disreputable folks, too, at the same time. But either way, those people are likely to stay home. The number, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
And I want to tell you about the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. And you can do as Jordy has done by amplifying the program. Jordy's a silver amplifier, which means $5 a month. Not a big deal. About the cost of one of those fancy coffees at one of those chain coffee places. And if you can give up one of those and give it to us, we can use it to get more radio stations and get more podcast listeners. That's how we spread the ideas of liberty here on Free Talk Live and allow people to call in and talk about what they want to. I mean, we propagate freedom of speech. It's amp.freetalklive.com. We give you what all the other radio guys give you for free, and we just ask you to support. AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. Angie, you've got an article here what was it about exercise?
It is. It's about how they have started treating psych patients with exercise.
Psych patients? So like people with mental health issues?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. If I'm not working out in some manner, at least every week, I begin to have just sort of my brain doesn't function the way I want it to. I mean, depression's probably not the right term, but maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'm no doctor, but I've got to exercise in order to keep myself sort of in a positive frame of mind.
I agree completely. I feel the exact same way. The article is in Science Daily, and it goes on. It says, when it comes to inpatient treatment of a range of mental health and mood disorders, from anxiety and depression to schizophrenia,
suicidality.
Thank you. And acute psychotic episodes, a new study advocates for exercise rather than psychotropic medications.
Right. Now, I wouldn't, I'm not a doctor, but I would not say that there's no role for psychotropic medications.
Right.
I would never take that stance. I think that some people can be helped immensely for a variety of things. But I also believe that if you're going to do whatever this other thing is, whether it's taking some drug that has the side effects, there's electrical stimulation, a whole bunch of things, try some exercise first.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the side effects of exercise are nearly non-existent. I'll admit, if you jog on the side of the road or bike ride on the side of the road, yes, the side effect can be death. Okay? I get it. But there are other ways to exercise, and there, I mean, you're out with people. If you're going to a gym, getting a gym membership, I don't know everything, but I know Planet Fitness says $10 a month. I've never used their plan. Yep. I don't know the specifics on it. I'm not advocating for Planet Fitness, even though it is a New Hampshire-based business. I mean, anything you're doing, I don't care if you're doing jiu-jitsu like I do, or yeah, going to a gym and working out like you and I do, yep. Angie, or working hard like Jay does, whatever it is, if you're physically using your body on the regular, then it's just better for your brain. We weren't evolved to be sitting in front of computers and looking at memes.
No. Side effects. Working out means that you're going to lose weight, you're going to build muscle, you're going to get stronger. Those are all great side effects.
Not to mention the fact that if you're doing it in places where other people are, you're liable to meet some people that you enjoy spending time with. There's a whole bunch of good reasons.
We say we have a flex family at our gym.
Yeah.
And the way I look at it is, so I've done a lot of business with the Amish. The Amish are working. The guy who's 70-something years old, he might be up on the, sitting there steering the horses, but the kids are raking rocks out of the way and pulling the horses or spanking the mules to make them pull the plow or whatever. They're stacking hay. They're hauling wood. They're just doing all kinds of stuff. And literally, the average human had to do physical labor up until the last 8,500 years, for most people had to actually work in the last few years, the last, 25, 30 years, there's whole generations of people now that have never worked, either because they're living on the dole or they're all about, I'm going to sit in front of a computer and make all my living or whatever. Yeah. There's a lot of people that that can get along fine.
They don't even know what it is.
Right. Yeah. They have no clue what it is.
This is an interesting one. When Georgia kicked out its illegal immigrants, made it very difficult for them to be there, then a lot of Hispanics left, which some illegal, some weren't, and they were having a difficult time harvesting crops.
Yep.
They brought inmates in from the prisons, because Georgia's got plenty of them, just like Florida, and they couldn't get the inmates upon pain of going to confinement. They couldn't throw them in the hole. The inmates were like, throw me in the hole.
Before
they do that. They didn't want to harvest. I mean, that's the way they saw it. And I was stunned to hear it because
Not sure I'd want inmates picking my lettuce and my spinach. At least so-called illegal immigrants are there voluntarily. They want to be there working. They want to do something so they can go back to Mexico or send the money back home to wherever.
The advantage of having, say, migrant workers is that they can work from sun up to sundown. The inmates, I was on inmate crew, and when I worked, it was you have to wait for the officer to pick you up. So the officer's got an 8-hour work day. They pick you up, and then there's some amount of time to check out the inmates, drive them to wherever they're going, make them work. Then there's lunch. So they usually, drive you to some place to have lunch. The officer's got to eat lunch, too. Remember, this is, the officer's there the whole time. And then, work some more, then drive back in and check them all in, and then fill out whatever paperwork there is to fill out. So the officer's only got the 8-hour work day. That means that work out of the inmates is maybe 6 hours a day.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Tops.
Mm-hmm.
5-6 hours.
And I'm sure it's poor work ethic all the way around, too.
It generally was.
Did you get paid anything for that?
No, they were paying the state for it, but I didn't get paid anything for it. I didn't mind it. It was fine by me to ride around, and I've never been scared of work.
Yeah.
That's the thing is I realized at some point, what prison did for me and didn't do for what a lot of people was, I realized, if I have a good attitude, I'm going to rise above 85% of the people here. All I have to do is have a good attitude. And then the advantages of being who I am, smart, ethnically advantaged, articulate, and all the things that go into being who I am, then put me above that other 15%.
Yep.
Because 85% of the people had terrible attitudes about being there. And I understand, it's prison. You're not supposed to have that great of an attitude. But you still get a choice every single day as to how you're going to behave that day.
Yep.
You don't want to be at work and you have a terrible attitude about it? I have a solution. Change your attitude. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. They want to be cynical. And that's your choice. You get the results. Those results are yours for the taking. You can have that. Cynicism is always an option. I decided that, you know, I saw the results of cynicism, and I wasn't interested in them. I was going to have a positive attitude, and I was going to try my best. And I, you know, I had this mentor, Mr. Vallone was his name, and every day he'd come in and say, positive mental attitude, positive mental attitude. And I was like, oh, God, this guy and his crap. And pretty soon I'm like, you know what? I'm wrong. He's right. And I changed my mind, and it changed my life.
Good.
Yeah, and same thing just in normal, everyday life. I mean, you're going to be probably worth, you know, better than a lot of the people around you just because your attitude's better. I mean, you're going to be the last guy to get fired. If you get a great, you might not even be the best guy at your job, but just the fact that you have a good attitude is just goes so much further than really about anything else when it comes to dealing with other people.
Right, and there was just news out today. Ford is laying off 10% of its white-collar workforce. Not the union guys or anything like that. Worldwide. They're seeing some kind of slump coming. I don't know what the specifics are of this. You guys can figure that out on your own. But I would presume that they're allowing some level of management to pick who below them is going. And how do you think they're going to pick them? They're probably going to pick them based on productivity, attitude, who wants to work with them, who doesn't. I mean, now's the time to get rid of Joe, that smelly guy. Right?
Yep.
Joe's gone.
Yep.
Or the guy that is always the last one to check in
yep.
and the first one to check out.
Right. Looking at the clock, rolling in a little late. No, you know, just figuring out however it is to get away with doing as little as possible. And many people are taught, my uncle said that this is how he was taught to work in the military, he said it almost ruined him for a civilian life, is that he was basically taught to figure out how to do as little as possible, you know, sleep behind a tree or whatever. And I you know,
that's why
it's a way to get
so
through life.
Build.
What's that?
That's why the wall costs so much to build. That's how government work is.
I can't disagree entirely. Angie, I want to hear about more of the sort of benefits for exercise for you know, mental health. But I think isn't this the human condition? We all face some kind of mental health issues. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or check us out, our Discord, at discord.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.